Hello, this is Todd Erickson. I'm a news and features writer with CertStorage.com. Today I'm talking with Sean Houston, technical lead of the Bioinformatics Corps at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. We're discussing Sean's experiences as an iSCSI user. Welcome, Sean.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Sean, when did you decide to install an iSCSI system?
Well, it was about 3 years ago, almost four now. We were changing over from a small cluster to a much bigger one for a computational back end, and I was looking to both save money but still maintain a fairly high-performance system.
What did you have prior to implementing the iSCSI system?
Our original cluster had only NFS. That was an Apple XServe cluster. It actually started out as a cluster of G5 towers and grew into an XServe cluster.
How many nodes do you have, and what type of clients are they?
I think the last count was just under 40. All of our clients are open source implementations, either with Linux or Mac OS.
Being in a university environment, do you store a lot of research data?
All of our storage is used for research purposes. We do have a few classes that are taught on the system, but pretty much the bulk is research.
Do your users have any special requirements regarding availability?
Because of the kinds of code that we run here, I attempt to provide 100-day uptimes to our users, and I pretty much always meet my uptime target. I had one researcher request an extended uptime, and I kept the system up for almost 240 days for him.
What made you change to iSCSI?
NFS tends to stop scaling around 7 or 8 nodes in a clustered system. Our tests showed that iSCSI tended to scale much higher than that. We would prefer to have gone to ASAN at that time, but price considerations drove us towards more of a commodity solution.
What iSCSI products are you using?
We're using two different products at the moment. One is from SANRAD. It's a SCSI to iSCSI bridge. And we also use Nexsan products, which have iSCSI native to them.
What features of the SANRAD and Nexsan solutions convinced you to select them over the other systems you looked at?
It was mostly on the SANRAD side. They gave me a fan-out of something in the thousands of nodes and an internal bandwidth which exceeded the back-end storage device.
Was the transition from an NFS environment to an iSCSI system a big change for your environment?
It was actually a very, very big change, mostly going from NFS, which natively exports any file system over the NFS protocol, to the iSCSI protocol, which required a global file system of some sort.
What back-end storage system are you currently running?
Nexsan, SATA Beasts, and SATA Boys.
And what's your total capacity?
I would have to say we have about 22 terabytes of installed disk, but just within our core, we're only using about 11 terabytes of it.
How did the implementation of the iSCSI system go? Were there any issues?
The biggest one was within the Linux operating system. iSCSI's gone through two major revisions, and at the time we started implementing, it wasn't generally built into most of the commercial Linux versions we were looking at.
What type of issues did you have between the iSCSI system and your Linux operating systems?
We've had some stability issues going from the initial implementation of iSCSI and the older 2.4 kernels to the implementation in the 2.6 kernels.
Were there any system changes that brought about the stability issues?
Going from Red Hat Enterprise Linux 3 to the Red Hat Enterprise Linux 4 was a major change, and then going from Enterprise Linux 4 to Enterprise Linux 5 was another major change.
Are there any ongoing operational issues you've experienced?
Biggest operational issue is the shutdown and startup of large complex systems, and I don't think that's so much an iSCSI issue as a global file system issue.
What tips would you give IT administrators considering a move to an iSCSI system?
I would say the first tip is to check fan-out on the implementation they're looking at, the back-end system. A lot of the systems like the base Nexsan system have a fan-out of 8, which is very limiting. The second tip is get past the iSCSI issue and start looking at the global file systems. If you're comfortable implementing global file systems, iSCSI is a no-brainer. If you're not comfortable with a global file system, start there first.
What do you tell people if they ask you if you are happy you made the switch to an iSCSI system?
I would say the only thing I usually tell people when they ask is year after year, when I benchmark the system, I see about 80% of the performance of fiber at a fraction of the cost. I've never been disappointed with it.
Thanks, Sean. That's a lot of great information. I appreciate you sharing your experiences with us.
Not a problem.
And thank you for listening to this SearchStorage.com podcast. To find more podcasts, webcasts, and reports in the SearchStorage.com Technology Research Library, go to searchstorage.bitpipe.com.